Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Penn Holderness.
And I'm Kim Holderness.
Hey, it's the holiday season. We are full of cheer over here at the Holderness Family Podcast, as long as you're not swallowing anywhere near a microphone.
Well, we were about to hit record, and Penn took a drink of his coffee, and then it was just a real loud gulp. No, it's okay.
I'm going to do it again.
No, please don't, because people with misophonia are going to drive off the road.
Okay.
Anyway, we are so glad you're here. Last week, just a little housekeeping, we launched 3 new items into our shop. A pickleball over tennis tee, which I don't know, there might be some really upset tennis people.
And then we can make a shirt for them.
I know, we can make a shirt for
them. Why not?
I don't know. I think people who play tennis have a good sense of humor.
If you've seen our ADHD is Awesome merch, we have a hoodie now. Perfect weather for that because it's getting to be a little chilly. And we also have a t-shirt that says, I just hope both teams have fun, which... Yeah. I love that shirt.
I love that shirt, yes. Because I have so many sporting events I go to, and we try, as you heard our sports psychologist podcast last week, we try to say to our kids, like, when you're out there, just have fun. So,
but the truth is we don't hope both teams have
fun. No, I hope one team that my children are playing go down to a ball of flames. No, I'm kidding. So check it out for yourself or for a gift for somebody else. They're very high quality, very buttery soft. Okay, end of commercial.
One more.
Oh, gosh.
One more. Just real quick. No, this is good. This is good for people who don't know what they're going to get. And it actually segues nicely into what we're talking about today. We have these gift guides, and we have a 2023 gift guide, and there's several of them available if you need gift ideas.
Yes.
Right? And so there'll be like a gift guide for a dad, a mom, kids, teenagers, all this stuff.
Hostess gifts.
Right. And so in that light, in that respect,
in that lane,
we asked you today for your best and worst gift stories, because you know what, we just wanted to laugh.
And so as we worked really hard on those gift guides, and I was, you know, when you're scrolling stores and you're going through the internet and you look at things, you're like, wow, somebody's going to give that to somebody and it's going to be a funny story. So we went on the old Instagram, and so we have some voicemails and some stories. But Penn, should we start with our own stories?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say most troubling. No, not troubling. It was a gift. Here's what had happened.
Well, this has layers already. You can't get started.
I was a freshman in college, and I lived in a dorm in which you had to walk down the hall for, you know, bathroom, shower, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And all of the girls in college had really cute pajamas, and they had, you know, tops and pants that matched. And so when they were washing their face in the mirror, they looked cute. And I just was like in crusty old t-shirts and oversized boxer shorts. And so I asked that Christmas, I want some cute pajamas. And my dad, great dad. He's like, I got it. I will handle this. Mm-hmm. And so he went to the mall, not really knowing where to buy pajamas for an 18-year-old.
Right.
He went to Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no.
And he just asked the clerk, he said, I need to buy pajamas. How old is the person? And they said, he said 18.
But he didn't say it was his daughter.
I think he left that part out. I think.
Was this, because there's Victoria's Secret and there's a place next to it called Pink, which is like a little more chill.
But I think that's newer. I think back
this was only Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, in the late 90s, I think it was only this.
Was there anything in the late 90s for Victoria's Secret that was appropriate for a father to give to his daughter?
Unclear. Okay. I didn't do a lot of shopping there because it was super spendy. And so yeah, I wasn't.
I've also bought you some of that stuff and you look amazing in it. But then you told me that it's just wildly uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah. Like, why would you?
Because look amazing in it. But anyway, let's move on.
You're very sweet. Yeah. So Christmas morning, I open up a gift for my dad and it is a straight up like teddy. Like, you know what I mean? Just like a very lacy. Mm-hmm. And in my mother.
What is it made of?
Like lacy satin.
Uh-huh.
And my mother, they're divorced now.
Right.
This is not why they're divorced. Mm-hmm. But she's like, Ken, what are you doing? And I think they wrapped it too, or he had it wrapped in the mall. So my mom never saw, never did like a quality check.
Well, that's just a pro move.
Yeah. Well, cause he is really good about he has a job, he's going to finish it. So he didn't trouble anybody with like, oh, you have to wrap this gift for me. And it was straight up lingerie. It was, I think I brought it back to school with me just to show my friends I think we all ended up wearing it. That we took turns, there were several pieces, and then we put it over our sweatpants and would like walk around in it because it was so just, I don't know what the word, because he didn't mean it that way. He just didn't know.
So here's what I want to know, because Kim has a famous reaction. I hope I'm not outing her here, but when she gets a present that she doesn't love, her voice gets very, very high pitched. Like if she's like something, she's like, oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much. If she goes, oh my gosh, look at that present. Then she is either wildly uncomfortable or she hates it. So what was...
No, I don't remember the reaction. I think I very outwardly was like, WTF. Like,
oh, you didn't try to walk on eggshells. You're like, Dad, this is inappropriate.
Dad, what are you doing? Okay. So I think that... And it was also my dad, so I wasn't trying to, you know, soften feelings.
Did you at some point hug him and say, because I'm sure he was embarrassed.
I'm sure this was a long time ago. Okay. So it became very funny quickly.
Okay,
it was
good,
funny
good.
Quickly.
And he was able to laugh about it. You were able to. Wonderful.
No,
wonderful.
It was.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It was not something that was, you know, family shame. It was very funny.
Isn't that sometimes the best kind of present? The horrible present that makes everybody laugh?
Absolutely. And that's why we wanted to laugh. And that's why we wanted people's stories, because there's got to be some classics out there.
I mean, and I'll just tell one really quickly. So my brother, he will mention it tomorrow.
Okay.
We're having Thanksgiving. This is being recorded before Thanksgiving. Anytime there's any gift or any holiday, he'll mention this, because there was one year that he kept asking, my parents kept saying, what do you want? And this was like disillusioned Dale phase. He was like, oh, life is pain. 9-inch nails, emo kind of Dale. What do you want? Nothing. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Fine. Like, just give me some socks or something. So that was what he said.
Uh-huh.
And my parents decided to teach him a lesson that if you don't ask for what you want, and again, in our book, we say mature people ask for what they want. I got like this pretty cool bike, like a Diamondback bike.
Fancy.
Diamondback Viper. Remember those? And he got like $200 worth of socks, which at that time was way too many. Like, I think it was way too many socks.
Well, I have heard this story before, but how I heard it was... He didn't want for much in this world. He just was so happy. Like, he was like, no, I don't know. I don't need anything. Just give me some socks.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is he was just being a little sassy and they were saying, I'll teach you a lesson.
And then afterwards he gave him like a check and he gave him some money. Okay. But it was a funny, just the opening process. I guess the reason I'm telling this story is Dale wasn't really bitter. He got some cash afterwards. I hope he wasn't that bitter, but it became this kind of like focal humor point around Christmas. And so many of my favorite Christmas traditions are built around unintentional comedy.
Yeah.
And that's what today is all about.
Let's listen to our first voicemail from Polly.
Polly.
Hi, my name's Polly. I'm from Southeast Minnesota and grew up in Illinois. My best Christmas gift as a child was the Barbie tent with accessories, which ended up probably ripping and falling apart in about a month, but it was cool for that month. My worst gift was a birthday gift from my boyfriend, who is now my husband, so I got over it. He sent it to me in the mail while I was working at a camp, while we were dating, and it was a picture to hang on the wall of Jesus. Sorry. Oh, God. Bless him. Thanks.
A picture of cheese?
Yes. So many great things, by the way, about this particular call.
Yes.
Did you hear the way she said boyfriend?
Who's now?
Yeah.
She's with disdain.
But yeah, like Max, can you play boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend? And then immediately.
It's now my husband.
Just so a picture of cheese.
Aww.
So she's at camp. She's like making friendship bracelets.
Or maybe a camp counselor or something like that.
And back then, I bet you probably couldn't get that at CVS. You probably had to go get it developed, take a picture on your own.
Or, no, maybe it was like he bought it in a gallery and it's a piece of art.
Oh, wow. And he sent it to camp? I would love a picture of cheese.
Maybe our Midwest neighbor would love some cheese.
Yeah. I also love God Bless Him.
God Bless Him. And the laugh. Oh, that's sweet. I bet you they have fun. Okay.
Hi, this is Penn and Kim from the future. This is like 4 days after we recorded this bit. Anne-Marie was going over, you guys know Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie was going over the podcast and she called us and was barely able to breathe, telling us that Polly was not saying that there was a picture of cheese.
Not cheese. It was Jesus.
Jesus. Okay, we just listened to it again and it sounds like she said cheese.
A wall of cheese.
Which to me is pretty funny. I guess it's also pretty funny if a boyfriend
sends you Jesus.
Yeah. And it also reminds me of that Modern Family episode when
she got the baby Jesus.
Yeah. She thought she was saying baby Jesus and they gave him baby Jesus.
Or vice versa. He likes the baby. He wanted
he likes the baby Jesus and they gave him
baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
So that actually probably was the reason Modern Family had such a funny episode.
I still hear cheese.
I still hear cheese. But Polly, if your husband sends you Jesus as well, and not maybe that's a very kind gift, not like a romantic gift.
Right.
Nothing says romance like a picture of Jesus. But either way, Penn and I could not stop laughing.
This is, you know what this is? This is a Laurel Yanny moment. I'd like to hear from our audience in the comments. If you want to leave a comment on this podcast, did you hear cheese? Or did you hear Jesus?
Maybe Max, can we edit it again? There's that part where she says he sent me cheese, a picture of cheese or Jesus. Laurel Yanny. Gold dress, blue dress.
Yeah, what?
Cheese or Jesus? And then only Polly could really.
Maybe Polly will let us know.
Let us know. Okay, back to the show.
Moving on. Back to the present.
Back to the present. Here's our next voicemail. A worst gift from Wendy.
Hi, this is Wendy from Plymouth, Massachusetts. I'm calling you with the worst gift I ever got one year. My husband went out shopping, and he bought me and his mother the exact same thing.
Oh, is that bad?
She got a bathrobe. I got a bathrobe. She got slippers. I got slippers.
That's bad?
Oh, and then he also bought me a blender.
Ooh.
That was the worst gift I received since I've been with him for 40 years.
Ooh.
Have a good holiday. Bye.
Wendy, is still a little upset.
So,
Wendy.
Have a good holiday sounded a lot like good afternoon.
Yeah.
Like that was a lot like if you've watched Spirited, have a good holiday.
So, first of all, thank you for sharing. Penn asked while that was playing, is that bad? I would say the intention of giving a gift, which first of all, yes, it's everything gets so carried away, blah, 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 is to make it something special and personal. And if you're giving your romantic partner the same exact thing that your mother is opening, it doesn't say to me like effort. And for the record, if you did not ask for a blender, I would just say that's probably not a good gift. But one year I got my mom a Vitamix and I think she cried because she had wanted it. So, yes.
You have to specifically ask for
something that has a plug.
Right.
You need to have asked for.
And so there are some really expensive blenders out there.
Yes.
And so men can fall into this trap. I think this is a valuable PSA, and I've learned this the hard way. If it comes to kitchen equipment or any sort of fitness equipment, they have to ask for it, or else there is an assumption that you are telling them something like, hey, I'd like you to cook more, or hey, I'd like you to get in shape. For example, I, on one of my famous Christmas Eve nights when I like needed to get a little extra stuff, I'm like, well, I don't know if I'd already bought you your big gift. I went and got this, and you were getting over having a baby. And
I was getting over it, and you were, as if it was an illness. Yeah,
yes. Well, you, but yeah, sorry, that's the wrong term, but you were wanting to get back in shape, and I know that it's hard for you to get out of the house. So I got you this little mini Stairmaster that you could little step on, and it had little cables and all that stuff, so it's like something in the house that you could use to get fit. And you saw that as, what are you saying? What are you trying to tell me? So yeah. So there, I think for me, what I've learned is that when it comes to fitness equipment or kitchen equipment, it should be a specific ask from that person. And then otherwise, just for me, I'm going to steer clear.
Think that's safe. Yep. We have a special guest.
Oh my gosh, this is so rare.
We have our 13-year-old son, Penn Charles Holderness.
Will you step right into the microphone?
Up in the attic. How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
What is the best gift or worst gift you've ever received, or funniest gift you've ever received?
Funniest slash best is the sporks.
Yes. Penn, you actually asked for them.
I know, but that was actually, I asked for them the next year. I didn't ask for them that year.
You
didn't
ask for them the first year.
Yeah, and I loved them.
No, I just had watched him eat rice with a spoon.
So, yeah, okay. Well, we got him sporks, but you use them.
Sporks.
They're metal sporks.
I use them every day.
Metal sporks. That's true.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And that now he doesn't eat rice with his hands anymore. Because like a spoon wasn't, you know, grabby enough, and a fork just can't balance. So a spork. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the perfect utensil?
Yes. I think that's it. You know what? Why don't we use, and they're metal, we got off Amazon. Why aren't we all using sporks? Okay. Love you.
That was a perfect contribution.
Thank you, PC.
Like, his words per impact is very high.
Very
his
high.
His WPI.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Well done, sir.
We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay.
Do you want to read a couple? We have some.
Sure.
Let's read a couple. Can I read Linda's?
Yes, please.
Okay. Linda, by the way, there's...
I think Linda is getting sassy. Is there a funny one? Hold on.
Okay. Well, they're all...
You read through, try to find some funny ones. On Instagram, I think I screenshotted some.
I want to note that these are all from women, and 90% of them are their husbands giving bad gifts. I'm just saying. So, like, that's okay. We asked for it, and that's what we got. So, I don't know that, like, husbands are getting dogged on. I just think that the women have been, they've been expressive, and I think they're enjoying most of this. We're going to start with Holly M. Okay? I am a mom with 3 kids and 4 stepkids. I love clowns. Not scary ones, but cute, funny clowns. One year for Christmas, my husband got me the gift of clown college.
That's really thoughtful.
Not just any clown college, but the actual Barnum and Bailey Circus Clown College. Is that the one in Sarasota?
That's where I grew up. Yeah. I don't know.
The one that after you graduate, you are actually a part of the circus, the traveling circus. Clearly, he had no idea what he actually was buying. Needless to say, I never enrolled.
Oh.
So that goes under the it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, right? That is such a sweet, sweet gift.
Right. She was like, he's like, honey, you love clowns. But then they were about to enlist her into a traveling circus by accident.
Honestly, right? If you're a working mom, I would say Holly might have enjoyed the traveling circus. There are some days where, I mean, might have been easier. We got this message on Instagram. She's from Czechia in Eastern Europe. Once my mom went to London and bought me a t-shirt there. She really loved its color because it fit my eyes. However, the t-shirt's translation, she didn't know the t-shirt's translation, and it roughly translated to "I am great in bed." So the mother did not know that and bought it for her daughter.
And I'm sure every year,
yes,
like you're never going to top that.
I know. That's so good.
Okay, let's listen to one more. Okay. From Sue. Sue, this is a funny gift from Sue.
Hi, my name is Sue, and I'm a retired New York City public school teacher. And I just want to tell you about a Christmas gift that I once received. Some of the children were giving me gifts, and one of the boys in the class didn't have money, or his mom didn't get a gift, and he felt sad. So he asked for a construction paper. And I thought he was going to make me a card. And he brings it in the next day, and he gives me a note, and it says, a sign, and it says, if this room is rocking, you better not be knocking. And then he looks at me and says, do you know what it means? So he says, my mom has it on her door, and I copied it.
Oh. He says,
you can put it on your door, too, so your children won't knock when you're rocking. So, just wanted to tell you that if this room is rocking, you better not be knocking.
Oh.
Okay, have a good day.
Sue for the win.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is awkward. I have another awkward one.
Okay.
From Sherry.
Okay.
Every year I'd help my dad by shopping for his gifts to give my mom. He hated shopping. So each year I shopped, wrapped the gifts, and told him what he got her, and he'd sign it the "to from" label. One year, I went to Fredericks of Hollywood and bought her a red Santa-style negligee. It was sheer red with white boa-style trim. Like, I'm imagining the one like in Elf, movie Elf.
Yep, I got you.
I wrapped it and put the label on it and gave it to him to sign. I told him it was clothing. On Christmas Eve, my mom opened her gift in front of the whole family. All the grandkids knew what I did. They were teenagers at the time. And they were sweating and awkward as they watched Grandma open her Santa negligee for my dad. When she pulled it out, my dad's reaction was priceless. He said, wait. What? That's for me? No, wait. And my mom was completely speechless. We howled with side-splitting laughter for years to come every time we retold that story at the dinner table. My dad is gone now, but sweet goodness, that was a fun memory. Aww, that's sweet.
I love it. I love every bit of it. I love
lingerie
the relatability.
Yeah. Continues to be awkward and wonderful as
yes.
a gift.
I also love the relatability of if you're going to give someone the responsibility, or if they're going to do you the favor of buying a present for someone that's from you, this is fair game.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
From Erica K. For Christmas, when I was about 12 or 13, I circled a red plaid nightgown in the JCPenney catalog, as we did in the 80s and 90s. I remember that, going through the catalog and circling things. My mom ordered it, wrapped it, and gave it to me. When I opened it, it had two big open slits for the boobs. It was a maternity nightgown with access for breastfeeding. She had no idea, and I hadn't noticed either. I was so embarrassed and mortified, but remember her and my dad laughing hysterically. Like, a 12-year-old is not going to find that funny.
But as an adult,
that's amazing.
The 12-year-old circled it.
That is really amazing.
I would imagine even a 12-year-old might find that funny.
No, oh my gosh, your dad doesn't know you. Like, you don't want your dad to know you have boobs when you're 13.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You got to wait a little bit.
Yeah, not every family is as, like, open with that stuff as we are. Yeah. I have a message from Instagram here. So I got my grandparents gifts and gifted it to them by their pet names for each other. Little did I know what they actually meant. So on the "to from" card, it said grandma's, her pet name was Fuzzy, and grandpa's was Fuzzy Nuts. It still haunts me, and they're no longer here. Grandpa. What a pet name. Like usually it's like, honey, sweetie, baby, fuzzy nuts.
Yeah. Fuzzy nuts. All right.
Oh my gosh, that's so gross.
Also, I want to thank everyone for being so specific with these stories. It seems like at the end, it's always like, my pets are no longer here.
Yeah.
they always update, which is sad, but yeah. I think it's important to let them know. What about Jenny P? So this is interesting. You and I can probably talk about this in a much deeper sense because of the idea of the lists, right? Okay. She says, for the first 5 years of our marriage, I gave my husband a detailed list of gifts that he could get me. On our sixth, I told him, you know what? You know what I like? Get what you want. My gift was a weather alert radio.
Okay. Oh, Jenny. Okay. So here, I think Kim in her 20s wanted you to just know what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted you to just know me so personally and well that you would pick out the perfect thing. By the time I hit my 30s, I realized how unfair that is. So I am very much, it's not super romantic, but I'm very into a detailed list. And like, why not if there's something specific?
Yeah.
If you were not for giving a detailed list and that just hurts your soul, maybe it's, you know, I like clothes from this store and here's my size. I like jewelry from this store and here's styles I like. Maybe that's right. Fair. What do you think about a list?
I think that you know what I like is dangerous when you've been married for a long time, particularly. I think that when you're like starting out early and you're just starting to date and like you don't really care. Like it's this person tried something. I'll return it tomorrow. No one's going to care. So your evolution has been lovely for me.
Because I did resist. I did. I think.
Yeah.
I think this was her sixth year of marriage. I think sixth year of marriage, I was still in the... You should know what to get me.
You're opposite, right? Like you were, and she stopped after five years. You were, you know what to get me until I think finally you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to talk about what I want. I'll tell you what my strategy is now. I make very sure that those around me, that I have a really good beat on what they're going to want for Christmas. And it's probably not going to be much of a surprise for them. But then I also like to get something else that is either a surprise or something that shows a little bit more of thoughtfulness, but it isn't necessarily the main present. So sometimes that is, you know, experience that we can share together. Sometimes it's a longer note sometimes, but I like
it. Good Christmas letters.
Well, I do one of those. So husbands, if you just do one of those every year, just write a nice note.
No, you write like an entire letter.
Right. And I do it to everyone in our family.
Yes.
So like that is its own thing. No one ever says I didn't want that note. They all want the note. On top of that, you find out what they want and you get it for them. Because expectations versus reality, like there's nothing worse than Christmas morning disappointment.
Well, I would also say, Penn and I recently, I think this, and this is a whole separate podcast, but we were talking about how the ADHD brain works so well with a list. But then the ally in this situation, the weight of making a list is not nothing. And I think even until the last 5 years of our marriage, I'm like, if we're getting ready, we're hosting Thanksgiving, you know, I would just make you a kind of a detailed list of things I needed done. That takes a lot of work too. And I finally realized that's a lot of pressure on me to even create the list. So what you do now is you make your own list and then you'll check it, run it by me like, hey, do you see anything I'm missing? And that works so much better because you're taking ownership of it. You want to contribute and help and be helpful and you want to be using your time in the right way. So like the whole list thing, I get it. It's hard to be the person who makes the list, but when it comes to gifts, it's hard.
Yeah, we just were bleeding into neurodiversity. And it's just important to note that the reason why we're doing that is that people with ADHD, if they're doing something and then they're asked to do something else, it's like the thing that you were doing before never existed. It's just the way that the brain works and it sucks and it's embarrassing and it's why people leave stoves on and like have half finished things all over the house. And so a list is sort of like your home base.
Mm-hmm.
And to Kim's point, it's great if you can try to take some initiative and make some yourself. But I think a good partnership when it comes to ADHD is when there's someone who is looking to, if there's someone who you're partnering with who wants things to be a certain way, like they're going to help you a little bit, but you're also going to take some initiative yourself.
Yeah.
That's a whole, but for Christmas, like Kim, I'm sorry, like you definitely know what you want.
Well, and we also, like, let's face it. We are not, I think people our age, we were just talking about this with somebody this morning, that we are at the age where if I need something in September, I'm going to buy it for myself in September. I'm not going to, I'm not 12. So Christmas, we live such a privileged life. There's nothing, how lucky are we to say like, there's nothing we need.
Well, it's funny. Cause I'm like, I think I'm the opposite. I'm so freaking far behind on stuff that I need. Like I need a new car. I need a new computer. I need like a lot of expensive new stuff. I need a new microphone. I need a lot of new work stuff.
I know, but then that's like, and what will happen this Christmas is I will give you a new computer for Christmas, but that's a work expense. So like that's not very sweet and wonderful, but that's how you and I tend to do Christmas. Like, I don't know how many laptops we've given each other for Christmas because we need it for work.
It's our job. We need a lot of computers.
And we need computers. Yeah. So I feel like every 3 or 4 years our laptops crash just because of overuse, and we give, that's our Christmas. And it's fine. That's right. Like, we're not 12. We're fine. It's totally fine.
Okay. So there's an interesting turn in this one, but I want to tell this one because I feel like this has happened to everybody.
Okay. All right?
This is from Trina R. In 2000, when my husband and I were married, we received an excellent knife set from our friends, John and his wife.
Hmm.
When we opened it, the original Christmas tag to John and his wife was inside.
Aww.
They divorced not long afterwards. Anyway, fast forward several years when I introduced John to my best friend. In 2006, John married that best friend. I guess you could say both the knife set and our friend John were re-gifted.
Oh, that's funny. But I don't mind a re-gift.
You don't mind, but do you mind it if they didn't take the effort to like remove the Christmas tag?
You know, my mother is in town and she's like, because we just don't have a matching knife set. And she was eating steak with a paring knife, which is fine. She's like, Kimberly, do I need to get you a knife set for Christmas? I was like, I would love a knife set. Even if it's used, like I'll take a knife set. So that's all I heard there. So sorry. Okay. I have one more. And this is actually, there's a lingerie theme to this.
Another one?
Well, I think because I said in my Instagram story,
I
told a little bit of the story.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, I'm loving all of them. And it usually involves an uncomfortable and embarrassed father. I bet this one does too.
This one does too. Yeah. This is from Laura C. My family was hanging out after opening gifts and having a good time. My dad asked if he can talk to me and my husband privately. Weird, but okay. Dad says he has another present, but it's a joint gift for the two of us, and hands my husband an envelope. Husband opens to discover a gift card to a lingerie store from my dad to, quote, keep the spark alive.
Oh.
Direct quote.
Oh, this is not even accidental.
I had just had a baby 8 days prior. And she writes, hard pass. Whoa.
Okay, so most of these. First of all, Laura's dad. I feel like Laura's dad and I could be buddies because I think he's the kind of person who wants to just be so much in his daughter's life and he loves her so much. He wants her
to be
happy.
But you would never.
No, I would not. But I'm giving Laura's dad some props.
Oh, you're trying to, okay, I see what you're doing.
Like he wants her to be happy. He wants, I'm sure that after that he was like, well, me and your mother, blah, 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 blah. And Laura doesn't want to hear that either.
Don't want to hear that. Right?
But that's like something I would say to my daughter. I love that there's no accidents here.
No.
Laura's dad was like, this is what I'm going to do.
Wow.
I'll get some lingerie.
And so, okay, because I have space from this because I'm not related to these people. Mm-hmm. I could see what this dad was trying to say and what we say to our kids and we try to model is, this relationship that you have, your marriage, is the most important relationship.
Yeah.
It supersedes the relationship you have with your parents, your children. Like, that is the most important relationship. So in his heart, what he wanted to communicate was...
love. Keeping the love.
That, making that... I know you just had a kid, but I just want to remind you that the connection between the two of you is the most important. His delivery system was... awful. I'm speechless.
And you're saying that just because he probably wasn't showing the proper empathy for what was going on in this woman's body.
I know she was probably still like on a jumbo pad at that point. 8 days, it's still a crime scene. I mean, that's like unfair. Oh my Lord in the heavens.
So that would be a gift certificate for something not used for quite some time.
Right.
And there's a rule about that too, right? I think that anytime someone gives you something that you can't use for like 6 months, for Christmas, is that a no-no?
I don't know what you mean. I'm trying to think of an example.
If I buy you a bathing suit for Christmas.
No, I might ask for a bathing suit. That's fine. I might be going to somewhere tropical in February.
Okay.
I don't know.
Got it. If I buy you skis in the middle of July for your birthday, if your birthday's in July. I guess my point is, like for me, if you give me something for Christmas, like I would love to be able to use it sometime in the near future.
I have to talk about two of the best gifts I've ever received.
Okay.
My favorite gift, and I think we've written about this. Oh, we did not have any money. We were newlyweds and we gave ourselves, I think like a $5 limit or something like that. And because, you know, we have everything we need and we had zero money. And so we were living in New York City and we had become engaged in New York City at this one boulder in Central Park. And so Penn went with a hammer and chisel and chiseled up chunks of that rock.
I'm pretty sure this is extremely illegal.
100% breaking many laws.
Yeah.
And he put them in a little jar that he got for $5. And that was, and it sits on our coffee table today. So that's like the best gift. And another thoughtful gift you gave me was, maybe it was for my birthday, the kite surfing camp.
That was for both of us, but yeah.
No, but it was incredibly thoughtful that you had done the planning of it and just knew that I was searching for ways to try new things and get out of my comfort zone. So that was a really sweet gift too.
The best gift you ever gave me was, and you know what it was a total surprise. It was and we used frequent flyer miles and we used friends to do this.
Yeah, you stayed with a friend and the friend had the tickets too.
Because we still didn't have money in this one either. Was tickets for like 48 hours to get out of town and go to watch an Arsenal game. I'm a huge Arsenal soccer fan, but they're in London. Like you can't ever go to a game. And so my friend Chris had tickets and he lived in Holland Park, not too far away. And you got me the tickets on miles. And the part that you love, the story that you love to tell, is that I didn't understand. I was like, what's going on? I'm like, are you going with me? And
I was like, yeah, he goes, could I put some like British pounds in there? You know, I'm like, you're going to need that when you go to London to go watch your favorite soccer team. He goes, are you coming with me? And I said, no. And he started to weep. He was so happy.
Well, I just didn't think you were going to like soccer. I was like, she's going to come with me all the way. I don't know if she's going
to
like this match.
No, no, no. But because of his generosity, and I don't know if season tickets or corporate tickets or something, or maybe he was just generous and got them. And then you stayed with him. And then we got tickets on miles. It was the biggest, you know, expenditures. We had two very young children and you being gone for a couple days.
Yes.
It was a quick trip, but it was like, and so, but that was, yeah, I kind of knocked it out of the park for that one and have sucked ever since.
No, you haven't. No, that's not what I was trying to say.
No, but I don't think I'm a naturally good gift giver. I think that there are some people that are so thoughtful and put so much effort into it. And I want to be that person. I want to be a better gift giver.
So that's great to hear. You are a good gift giver. You're responsible for the majority of the gifts that are given to our entire family. So it's like,
but I will say for my children, it's super easy because they tell me.
Because Lola gives you a PowerPoint.
She's just like a Google Docs, like Google Slides, and then PC's very specific too. But I would say for you, I do know you also don't buy yourself clothes ever. So I end up buying you clothes for, like, that's like the only clothes.
Yeah, I don't know how to shop.
Yeah, the only clothes you get during the year, I buy you at Christmas. And so that's pretty lazy. I just think those big, thoughtful presents that don't even cost a lot, I lack the imagination. Maybe it's the time. Maybe I'll become a better gift giver upon retirement. I don't know.
So let's wrap this up.
Okay.
And let's put a button on it with, let's each give one piece of advice to each other. And maybe those who are listening will be able to apply this to their marriage of like what makes the perfect gift for you.
So not advice so much as like...
It's going to be advice. You know what I mean?
You know, I think I would be classified as the person who's hard to shop for, because if I like something and I need something, I will just buy it for myself.
That's okay. There's people like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You go first.
My perfect gift is something that I had no idea that I wanted, which is really hard, right? Like, it's something that I had no idea that I wanted and needed. So the trip that you gave me, like, I was working the morning show. Mm-hmm. I was getting no sleep. I had no social life. And I didn't realize that, like, what I really needed was to just get out of town. And
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let loose and watch soccer. And also, London was on the time that I was living on because of how early I had to get up in the morning. So I had to do, it was no zero jet lag. So that was like the perfect, perfect thing. And I think that you probably in some way detected all of that when you gave me the present. So I think that you thought about my life as a whole and you made it better.
No, you're right.
That's actually a huge responsibility. And I'm not saying you have to give me that perfect gift every year, but I thought I would just say that I think that it was more than just buying me tickets.
Yeah. And I think to that end, I think a good gift is what it shows is the thought, like the clown college.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
I think it's you were thinking about the person, you know, when they're not in front of you and you took the time to plan something, you took the time to research it. You just didn't, for as much as, I mean, most of our Christmas will be purchased off of the internet. We do so much internet shopping. Mm-hmm. So whereas that's, I mean, it seems so easy, but just to have some sort of level of thoughtfulness around it. Yeah, I think those are my favorite gifts.
Awesome.
Okay, no pressure.
Yeah, I know. It's like, when do we start shopping? Like now? I guess it's time. Ugh. Especially with the supply chain the way it is now.
Okay, Morty. Okay, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Happy holidays. Happy shopping.
Thank you for sending in emails and voicemails.
Thanks to all the moms whose dad did something creepy.
So much lingerie. Okay, love you. Bye.